When Prabhupada was asked by some devotees, what about devotees who don't chant 16 rounds? What is their position? After taking initiation, they don't chant 16 rounds. Prabhupada said they're animals. Why animals? Because they took a promise and they didn't follow it. Human being can promise, an animal cannot. Human being has a sense of responsibility, an animal does not. So we should consider these things very, very carefully. They come from very, very simple background. The mercy of Guru and Krishna, we've been saved from them. Now we have the chance to go back home, back to God. We would not take it lightly. Take it off, something off. We have the choice. Either become Krishna conscious or go to heaven. In this Kali Yuga, if you don't take to Krishna consciousness, you simply go to heaven. Because everybody is simple, except the devotees of Krishna. Without you, Krishna, who else shall I take shelter of? Tumi Sarveshwarisha Brajendra Nanda. You are the son of the king of Vrindavan. But you are also, that is your pastime, but still you are the controller of all controllers. Ishva means controller. So Krishna is Sarveshwarisha, he's the controller of all the controllers. Ishvara Parama Krishna. The supreme controller is Krishna. There are many controllers, but the topmost is Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is the best person to take shelter of. Sharanyam, Sharanam, Sharanyam. He is the best of all people to take shelter. Maybe you know, there is one story Prabhupada told that a man, he was working for another man in the village, and he thought, this is very nice. I'm working for the biggest man in the village, the top boss. And then he saw one day, one man, very respectable looking man, came with a big convoy, entourage. He came into the village. And the head man of the village, who that man was working for, received him with great respect. His visitor was a tax collector, come from the king. He used to come every year and collect the tax. So, when that man saw that the head man of the village, I thought he was the top man, but he's giving so much respect to this man, therefore, I should go and work for this man. So he took permission from the tax collector and started traveling with him. And he went with him from village to village, and he saw wherever the tax collector went, everyone paid him great respect. Well, this man, he's really a big man. But his ambition was to work for the top man. So anyway, he traveled with the tax collector, serving him faithfully for a few months. Then they came to one very big city. And he accompanied the tax collector into a huge hall. In the palace, they came into a big hall. And in the hall, sitting on a big throne, was the king. The tax collector went up to him and bowed down at his feet. So this man was surprised. Oh, there's someone bigger than the tax collector. So he thought, actually I should work with the king. But this time he thought, I better make sure. Is this really the top man, or maybe he's serving someone else? So he asked a few people. He said, yes, of course he is. He's the king. No one's above him. So he took permission from the king, and he was engaged in his service. So he was serving the king very nicely. And one day the king was sitting in the court, and everyone was fanning him and paying attention to him. And one man, dressed in very simple clothes, he walked into the palace. Immediately, the king got down from his throne and fell at the man's feet. So our friend was stunned. Hey, wait a minute. I thought that the king was the top man. So he saw the king was offering all respects to this man. So afterwards he asked the king, who is that man? He said, he's my guru. He lives in the forest. And from time to time he comes. So the man said, but I thought you were the top man in the kingdom. He said, yes, either me, the Brahmin is, and the king, and my guru. So that man, he found out, where is that guru? And he asked permission from him and followed him back into the forest. He just thought, I want to serve the top man. So when he went in the forest, he saw that the guru, what was he doing over there? He was worshipping one form, bringing in fruits and flowers. So he said, who is this Guruji? So this is Krishna. Who is Krishna? Krishna is the supreme controller. He said, are you sure? Because every time I find someone, I'm better than him. And the Guru explained to him all the secrets of spiritual life. He called him Ishvara Parama Krishna. There's no one greater than Krishna. There's no one greater than Krishna. No one or nothing equal to or greater than Krishna. The power of all controls. Dharat Tamarna, Tumi Savamai, Samapati Aparat, Tumi Kavakar. You are the master of the universe. The universe is yours. You are everything. In one sense, Krishna is everything. Maratakamidam Saravam, Gadada Janta Murkina, that's Tani Saravad Hitani, Nacha Hamiteshavastakam. This is a very important verse, which is regularly misinterpreted by the Mayavadis. In the Gita, Krishna says, I am everything, I am in everything, I am everywhere. But Krishna says, still, I'm in everything, but still I'm separate from everything. This is the proper understanding. Krishna is everything, because nothing is non-different from Krishna. Everything is an expansion of Krishna's energy. Krishna enters within the universe, he enters within every atom. So Krishna is everything, but still Krishna has his original transcendental form. We're worshipping Krishna, go longer. We're worshipping this form. We're not worshipping this form. This form is also not different from Krishna. This is the original form of Krishna. Therefore, in Achintya Bhedavi, everything is the same as Krishna, everything is one with Krishna. But still Krishna is separate from everything. This is the proper understanding. He said, Pradya Thakur says, I made many offenses to you, now you please destroy all of those offenses. This is the proper mode, begging for forgiveness. Not this official begging for forgiveness. Go to the church, be a priest, forgive me for my offenses. And I'll see you next week with my next festival. Don't make offenses.
Yeah.
Religion has become an offense-forgiving business. You do so many crimes and you make a lot of money, then you go to the priest and give a small donation and you get freed from all your sins. So you make a good profit. The sinful effect you get rid of, and the priest is happy also, because so many people are coming, giving a little donation, it all adds up, and lead a very comfortable life, and everyone's happy. The only problem is that it's got nothing to do with religion. It's not at all pleasing to God. So this is not the proper way to beg for forgiveness. But real begging for forgiveness means the decision I will never commit sins again. Tumikos kalita pada jana ashray, tumi bina ar kiva ache bina amar. You are the shelter of all those who have gone astray. This is our problem. We're always going astray. Going astray means going, just like if you're going on the path and you go off to the side, that's kind of going astray. Just like if you're driving, even if you're driving on a straight road, if you don't concentrate, then the car will start to go off to the side. Especially if the alignment is not properly adjusted. You notice in the car, if the alignment isn't adjusted, then if you don't hold the steering wheel, you'll go off to one side. So we all have this tendency. We all going off to the side. The path back to Godhead is very simple and straight. You simply follow, chant, follow the principles, serve Krishna. The path is very simple. But not everybody who takes to it remains on the path. They think, well, path back to Godhead is simple, but I won't follow. Or they have some other idea. I'll just take a little rest on the path. Or I'll just go off a little bit to the side. No need to follow four principles. A little tough. After all, it's Kali Yuga. So, if I follow 3.5, that's okay. Well, sometimes I think, there's nothing wrong with drinking a little tea or coffee. You know, watching TV, it's alright. And we have to keep in contact with the world. Otherwise, people will think we're unusual. So we should tell them that, yes, I also watch 6 hours of TV every day. And then they'll be very favorable to us. We want people to be favorable to the Hare Krishna movement. Tell them that, yes, we also... Sometimes we eat a little meat, a little alcohol. We're quite normal. And so then they'll be favorable. Sometimes devotees say this, that yes, we should be the same as the Kamis. We should dress the same as them and do the same things as them. We shouldn't be too different to them. This is nonsense. We should be completely different from the material. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. What is night for the materialist is day for the devotees and vice versa. Don't go off the path. The path is following the principles, 16 rounds, study Bhagavad Gita as it is, and Lord Krishna in this international society, because you're sincere, serious, just follow this. Mind may give so many different ideas. Maya may give so many suggestions. Maya may suggest, why don't we go listen to that rock music option? It's more entertaining. We should dance disco dance. What is this Hare Krishna dance? Better to go to the disco. So many suggestions Maya will give. But all we have to do is say no. I say yes to Krishna, no to Maya. Just do the same thing again and again and again. Every day you get up, chant your rounds, and meet in the service of Krishna. This is not stereotype, because it's ever fresh. Chanting Hare Krishna is ever fresh. The more you chant, the more it becomes rubbish. So you should not be scholars of it. You should be not going astray. Fix on the thing. Who is there merciful like you, O Krishna? Shri Rupa Prabha Aparadi Jana Jato Tamasha Nagata Hrude Shato. He says that kind of offensive person, this kind of offensive person, if they surrender to you, they become pure. Doesn't matter how many of them. Anyone who surrenders to Krishna, doesn't matter what he is, who he is. Any number can come to Krishna and be pure. Krishna has unlimited potency to cure him. Vita Radha Bhaya Krodha Manmaya Mama Kashita Bahamo Gana Tapasa Kitana Kitana. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that many persons in the past becoming free from attachment, fear, and anger, purified, and thus attained my soul. So many in the past have become Krishna. And we want to see many in the future also become Krishna. We can be one of them. It's really a fact. It's not a joke, it's not an imagination, it's not mythology. Vitaya Charana Sattva. These lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are reality. And Tahara Shivanda Nitya, who serves him becomes eternal. So we can become eternal. We are eternal. But we are in the world of one eternity. We are meant to go to Krishna. The descriptions of the spiritual world, they are reality. This material world that we are living in, that is asa, it's not reality. It means it's real in one sense. It's real in as much as a dream is real. A dream is only real in as much as we identify with it. In a dream, you may dream, I am a king. Well, you're not a king, I just imagine it. So in this world, you may be dreaming, I'm a businessman, I'm a factory worker, I'm a housewife. But you're not. That's just your temporality, your soul is inhabiting his body. It's no more real than a dream. Reality is the Krishna. That is reality. So let us fix this up. Become convinced that Krishna consciousness, this is our life. We don't have anything else to do. But to have this Krishna consciousness within this international service, and go back to Godhead, following in the footsteps of Bhakti Al-Kapa and all the great acharyas. Bhagavad-Gita, Devi, Lord Yashalam, Guru Pade Kare, Araj, Bhakti Shamantra. Bhakti Al-Kapa, he said that, and now I'm taking shelter at your lotus feet. Today I am surrendering fully in all ways. So let us all do it. Let us get off the maybe not platform. Maybe I should surrender to Krishna, maybe not. Now we find so many devotees there living in the temples of this world. But they're still on the maybe not platform. Maybe I'll surrender to Krishna and maybe not. Maybe I'll dedicate my life to this, maybe not. Let's see what happens. No. Not attitude will not bring us to Krishna. Attitude will put us in the material world. There should be no question, maybe not. Just, yes, Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now I surrender. This attitude will carry us back home, back to Godhead, back to Lotus Feet Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
You got any question? See, the dog, how he's going out, suffering. And they're playing the rock music, that's also suffering. It sounds like suffering. It sounds like people are being tortured.
Question is, if one wants to become a pure Vaishnava, he has to obtain qualities of a Brahmana. Can you explain about this more?
One who dedicates his life to Krishna automatically gets all good qualities. Prabhupada has explained this in the Nature of Devotion. Just like, what are good qualities? He gives some examples.
An example of one good quality is vegetarianism. But a devotee automatically becomes vegetarian if he only takes Krishna prasad. Another good quality is non-violence, not wanting to do any harm to anybody. But a devotee, he automatically becomes non-violent. He sees all the beings, if they may suffer, I also suffer, so why should I inflict suffering on them? So in this way, the body automatically gets all the qualities. Particularly, Brahmins are supposed to be Shamala, Devartava, Shotam, all these qualities, peaceful, self-control, austere, clean. Again, naturally, these qualities develop in the devotee. So, Brahman initiation is particularly meant for those devotees who are very clean, philosophically inclined, who are very peaceful, who understand that the deity is Krishna, not stone. At least Brahman initiation is particularly meant for these devotees. But we don't have to separately try to develop these qualities. Because if we sincerely serve Krishna, then all these qualities will gradually automatically develop. And we can test to see how much advanced we are by seeing how much these qualities are developing. And we can take inspiration from other devotees who are developing these qualities.
Why amongst all the material elements in Doja, which is the
secretary question to come to pass for me?